Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, radio listeners. God bless you once again. This is Pastor Ola Starling with the Anointed Word International Ministry. This morning, I'm glad to be coming to you this morning. I'm just excited about what the Lord is doing. He's always doing what he does, and he does what he do, and he do all that he can. Praise God, because guess what? He loves us just that much. And this morning, I'm coming to you this morning because I have a word to share with you this morning. And that word that I would like to share with you this morning is a word, praise God, that, you know, it's a word that's end time word. It's a end time word. Yes, it is. It's definitely an end time word. And the word this morning is that God see. Mm-hmm. He see, and guess what? He know your troubles. God see, and he know your troubles. Yes, trouble, trouble, trouble. Trouble is all around us. Trouble is before us. It's beneath us. It's over us. It's captivating us. It attacks us, because trouble will be trouble, and trouble will come, and it will come and be trouble until Jesus returns. And this morning, praise God, we thank God for you and yours and being able to come out to hear us this morning. Just come and listen to the word, praise God, because it's a word of encouragement. And it is a word, praise God, for us today to know that the Lord cares about us. He cares about us. He cares. He cares because he knows, praise God, what we are going through. And praise God, trouble just don't just come to you. It come to every man. Yes. Father, we are grateful this morning to know, God, that you're the one, praise God, the solution to every trouble that attacks us on this journey. You know, we appreciate you this morning because we realize that without you, we can do nothing. We are nothing without you, because we realize that trouble comes, but you see and you know our troubles. You see and you know our troubles. And I'm just excited about it, praise God, because I know, praise God, that this sermon is one, praise God, to encourage those that are those of you that appear to be going through tough times. And there are tough times. There are hard times. But I want to let you know that the Lord Jesus Christ is not too far away. He's just a whisper of a prayer, and he's there. He's not too far away. And I am grateful this morning, just knowing, praise, that the Lord is on my side. The God of what I go through, what I've been through, and what is before me, the Lord is on my side. And what it seems as though there is no way out of the situation, and everything enclosed is closing in on me, you can rest assured that God is just a prayer away to help you. And this morning, we're going to talk about the word of God, and we're going to be coming from Exodus 1 through 8. But I want you to be encouraged today. Be encouraged today, knowing that trouble comes, but it won't last always. Yes, thank you, Father. We know, praise God, that trouble is before us, but it won't last always. And this morning, praise God, the word trouble is often looked upon, you know, with such a bleak and such a gray and dark color. And trouble is brought about in trials. And, you know, there are two kinds, you know. And if we look into the Word of God, look into the Word in any dictionary that you want to find to define the word trouble, you know, it could be something similar to the condition of anxiety or distress or danger. Mm-hmm. Because when trouble comes, anxiety do set in. Yes, it does. And you know, praise God, we as Christians, we are well aware. We should know. We should already know. We should already know that we face trouble and trials in our day-to-day lives. Yes, trouble comes. Trouble will come. But we ought to know that we face it daily. Mm-hmm. Okay, if you know that, because the word tells us this. The word also explains to us in his book and in his word, God says, is that in James, he says that, consider, you know, it in pure joy. And he said, my children, my brothers and my sisters, whenever you face trials of many kind, any kind that you face, because you know that the testing, see, your faith must be tried by the fire. For the testing of your faith develops what? Perseverance. You're going to be tested. Just because, praise God, you're a child of God does not mean, praise God, that you're not going to be tried by the fire. It does not mean that trials will not come. It does not mean that trouble will come too. But you need to know that you have someone that is there to relieve you of your stress and of the anxiety of the things that you are going through. Amen. And this morning, praise God, I'm here to let you know. The first thing you need to know, praise God, is that he may not come when you want him to, but he is always on time. Can you believe God? Can you believe God to know that trouble comes? And that it would always come. As long as you are a living being, trouble will come. It comes to the rich, the poor, the black, the white. Okay, it comes to the young, the old. But trouble will come. Okay, but you must understand, hallelujah, that trouble may come, but he is there to relieve you of your stress, of your anxiety. He may not come when you want him. Because he'll put no more on you than you can bear, but he is always on time. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. Now, we take a look, praise God, back in the time of history and the time of biblical history. You know about the Israelites. They were slaves under the rule of who? Of the Egyptian, what, slave master? Pharaoh. You know the story. I know you know it very well. He had them under strict suffering and pain for hundreds of years, okay? See, we already know about pain and suffering. Mm-hmm. But look where God has brought us from. The bondage was because of Pharaoh being what? Ignorant, and that's one of the greatest universities in the world today that is constantly growing is the University of Ignorance, yes. But you see, Pharaoh, even in Pharaoh's day, the University of Ignorance was still yet standing, but today it just got more members, yes. But see, Pharaoh being ignorant of the contribution that what Joseph had made, okay, or he just did not care because of his own arrogance. You see, he knew, praise God, what it was all about, but he just didn't care, you see. And this is what happened. And the people of this world, whether if you are a Christian or not, if you are a Christian or not, it does not matter, sweetie. Trouble will come to you. It does not matter who you are and what you might be and what you have and what you drive and what you look like, where you live. It does not matter. Trouble will come. See, it doesn't matter because trouble don't discriminate. Yes, hallelujah. Or not. See, it doesn't matter whether you're a Christian with all these things. It does not matter. We often find ourselves in situations just like that of the Israelites, you see. And during that time, it was a new king that did not know Joseph that takes over, and we are the people suffering because of his power. Mm-hmm. You see, somebody got to suffer when it comes trouble, or someone got to go through pain and suffering when trouble arises, yes. But the new king, maybe your supervisor, or maybe your rent man, or it could be some type of person that you are connected to who holds your authority over you and mistreats you and jeopardizes, may even jeopardize your job or things that you have planned to do, may come in on a business situation that you already have laid out, and things happen and the benefits of it. See, trouble comes. But you see, the new king may be the spouse. It could be your children. It could be your neighbor. It could be a friend. It could be whoever. But you must know and understand, because of the unsupported distance and the domination or the threatening, you see, the king in the days of Israel may be the king of the government officials. Yes, you know, you go places and things doesn't work out like you want it to be. you could be abusive in this power and restrict your freedom. You know, you can't get what you want. Things are happening that you can't control. You know, you're not getting your check on time. There is no money to pay you. There is no job that is available. But you've got to understand that these restrictions, it sometimes can help and hinder our freedom. And in some cases, it can enslave us. I hope you're getting that. It can enslave us. But you must understand one thing, my friend, okay? You must understand that millions of lives are tragically affected every day because of situations like those of these, okay? But the answer to the oppression and the persecution is God. Get that now, get that. See, even though you're going through and you're asking yourself the question, what must I do or what can I do? What you can do is realize that lives are changed, tragically and effective, indeed affect lives every day. But you must understand, because of a situation like these, the answer to the oppression and the persecution is God. Believing and trusting God. God delivered all who truly believe and trust him. All true believers are delivered if you can believe. If you can only believe God, your troubles and the oppression is over. But it's the hardest for us to believe a God that we cannot see. You see, but this is what went on. The new king had a fear. Okay, he had a fear. You see, he was very fearful, very fearful. But the new king feared that the people were a threat to his nation and their way of life. I know you know where I'm going. The king feared their numbers and the stress of them. Mm-hmm. Because Israel population was exploding and it was growing by leaps and bounds. And they were becoming a mighty force of people just by their sheer numbers. But the Israelites were different from the Egyptians, different in appearance, lifestyle, and religion. Sometimes you go through troubles and trials and tribulations because you're different. Your lifestyle, your appearance, what you believe. But God had gotten sick and tired of his people being mistreated. But God had to make his point known before his people were released. He had to prove to Pharaoh that he was a God and a God of all by himself. He was all by himself. He didn't need an army. It was all him, all God. For some of you, God has you in some tight situation, and he's using you to make a point loud and very clear. He's allowing this thing to happen to make a point very clear. Oh, now remember, you calling him, but he may not come when you want him, but he is an on-time God. But you see what he had to do? He had to go inside of Pharaoh's camp. He went inside of his camp. And the thing he began to change was his environment and his living arrangements. And the first thing he did, he called the water to turn to blood to prove that God is the Lord of salvation. You see, Moses kept trying to tell Pharaoh, God said. Pharaoh says, who is your God? See, it's a bad thing when you don't know who he is. But it's a good thing when you can believe what he can do. Amen. And the second thing he did, the plague was, he didn't want to listen. He sent the frogs everywhere to prove that God had no equal. You understand me? God wanted to let him know. I want to let you know who I am. The third thing God sent was the lice and the gnats and infested the land to provide that the finger of God controls all things. You may be going through a situation, but I'm here to tell you, my friend, if you can believe God for who he is and who he say he is, just because of his word that he tells you to believe God, you can have it. Just from belief. Amen. I'm talking to somebody today. And the fourth thing he did, he allowed the flies to swarm over the land to provide that the Lord is the salvation in every land, in everywhere, and in every place. I am God. He was trying to tell Pharaoh, I am that I am. And he says to praise God, he sent forth the fifth plague. He served his disease, attacking and killing all the livestock. And in the field that provided and proved that God's hands controlled the life of animals and the life of the world. He also, praise God, fetched them in barley and sores upon their bodies, afflicting men and animals, provided that God had the power over the body and the health. You might be going through, my friend, but if you can believe God, you can have what you say. You can have it because you believe it. He's not a liar. He's never lied. He can't lie. There is no lies in him. My God, if you can just believe God, even though you're going through, but look up and live and know that God knows and sees your troubles. Amen. Ha, ha, ha. Yes, he sees your troubles. There was a catastrophical hell that he sent for. The storm provided the earth and the Lord. You see, the locust swarmed over the land provides that the Lord God is the great salvation, yes, of mankind. See, God has a reason in everything he does. Praise the Lord. The ninth thing that he done, he made the earth turn dark and covered the land, provided that God had the power over the light and the darkness of the earth. You see, God is awesome. He's an awesome God. No matter what you're going through, God can bring you out. Oh, my God, listen to me. And he also sent death of the firstborn, announced that, provided that God is God to the true believer. You see, it's not good to tamper with the child of God. You see, God has a way, praise God, of making himself be known, praise God, to the unbeliever or to the devil himself. Yes, trouble come just because, praise God, I'm getting ready to leave the broadcast. Like I said, he may not come when you think he should or even when you want him to, but you can best assure, my friend, you can just best believe, my friend, but he's always on time. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. He's an on-time God. He's never too late. He's an on-time God. And I'm so glad that trouble don't last always. You see, praise God. Well, praise God, you may hear, praise God, some say I heard you, but I don't know, I'm not with you, but it's okay. But let's go to the Red Sea. When Pharaoh's army just knew that it was all over, you see, sometimes people think they got their foot in your neck, but they think it's all over. You're down for the count, you're not moving, you seem like you've been knocked out, you can't get up, but it's okay, because God can and he will. He will deliver you. Because God knows and he sees your troubles, and he's there, praise God, to deliver you if you can allow him, if you can believe him. He will bring you out. He will bring you out of your situation. Stop the worry. Stop the anxiety attack. Stop the restless night. Just stand up and say, God, I believe you because you are, I am. Hallelujah. You must understand that God got your back. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You see, God told Moses to stretch out his rod toward the Red Sea. And Moses did just as God had told him. And when the wind from the east parted the Red Sea so the people of Israel could cross over, my God. See, the devil was there to witness it because he thought he had God's people, praise God, in a bind. He thought he had them. He said, let's go get them because they have no right to be free. They were my people. But God let him know those are my people. And to prove that they was his people, he began to work miracles in the face of the enemy. You got to know the God you serve. You got to believe the God you serve. You can't just say, oh, I know him. And the little baby, you got to believe it and stand and still stand and know that God, that he is God. Amen. Jesus. And when David stood before Goliath, everybody just knew that it was over for David. The people looked at David and then at Goliath. And just in a moment, their little minds was all they could see was the disaster of that little pitiful boy. That little boy, he's about to get ripped to threads.
But guess what? That little boy, 12-year-old boy, who was standing before a great giant, which was trouble in his way. That was trouble in his way. A big giant of a man. But little did they know who David was working for and what he was working with. You better listen to me. You better know who you're working for and what you're working with. Show me what you're working with. One thing about God, he can take an ordinary person like you, me, and anyone else, and put the extra to the ordinary and have you, the ordinary, doing extraordinary things. Hallelujah, somebody. Oh, I'm talking good today. And in the book of Romans 8 and 18 says, "For I reckon that the suffering of his present time were not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us." Psalm 7 and 27 and 2 says, "When the wicked even my own enemy and my foes came upon me to eat up my flesh, but they didn't get to me because the Lord allowed them to stumble and fall." Now let me show you what I'm working with. I'm working with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. I'm working with a man that tells me without a shadow of a doubt that trouble don't last always. This man knows no sin. This man helps everybody he could and he can. This man touched everybody he could and he can. This man is Jesus. He took that walk down the road of Gospel to a place called the Hill of the Skull, better known as Calvary. Oh, my God. He carried his own cross, yes, as the blood flowed from his body while carrying that old rugged cross. Jesus did not let the distract, did not distract him. He was steadfast and unmovable and unshakable for the cause. When he arrived at the top of the old hill called Calvary, they made him lay down on that rugged cross and began to drive the nails in his hand and his feet. The crucifixion himself was the most horrible of death. The Bible tells me, praise God, that they beat him so bad that he was unrecognizable. Say that's the only thing they've ever seen, a death so rough and so bad that they could not even recognize him. As the first nail went in the left hand, he knew that the nail would represent the Father, which was in heaven. As the second nail went into his right hand, he knew that the nail would represent himself, the sacrificial of the Lamb. And the third nail, when it went into his feet, he knew that it was representing the Holy Spirit, which was soon to come to deliver his people out of darkness. You must understand, as they raised him up high, he stretched wide. There were two thieves hanging there with him. Their troubles was over. Their troubles was over, my friend. Their troubles were over. He's hanging there with him, and one was on the left and one is on the right. And I see three nails in the body of Jesus the Christ. I see the three people hanging on the heel of skull. I see three nails in each of the thieves. The number three represented the Trinity, the Trinity God, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. But listen to me, there were pain of the driven spikes forced through the flesh of Jesus' hands and feet. And there were the weight of his body juggled and pulled against the spikes as the cross was lifted and rocked into place. There was a scorching sun and the unquenchable thirst that dried him out. At his dry mouth and throat, there was the blood gushing from his scorning back. His thorns crowned brushed down on his head. The sticks they was beating his head that were pushed into his skull. In addition, just imagine the agony of the flies and the gnats and the other insects that was coming at him. But Jesus hung on that cross through it all. He was still steadfast and still unmovable. Jesus was what? He was conscious, fully aware of everything that was going on around the cross. You heard the remarks that were being said about him. You heard the lies that were being said about him. But he still stays steadfast and unmovable. I just would like to use my imagination, if I may. Just as death was about to enter the body of Jesus the Christ, the thief on the right man's side made a confession to Jesus. Jesus, hearing the man on his right, told death, hold up, death, wait a minute, stand still. Shabba, shekidakata, so hold up. I'm not running from you. I came to you willingly. I'm just putting you on a pause for a moment. I'm not running from you, death. Because he knew that he would beat death. He said, I'm not running from you. I'm just putting you on pause. Now, if we look at this, it was just like when we was watching a movie or a videotape or whatever. We may have to leave that movie for a few minutes and don't turn it off, but you just pause it because you don't want to miss anything. And we hit the pause button so that the movie was stopping. Upon our return, we pressed the play for the movie to resume where we were left off. And this is what the thief on the right hand said in Luke 23:41-43. And we indeed justly for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man has done nothing amiss. He's done nothing. And he said to him, Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into the kingdom. Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto thee, today shall thou be with me in where? In paradise. Your troubles I see, but they're over. Shortly after this, Jesus gave up the ghost. There are many people that just knew that it was all over. See, when people think they got you down, they think it's all over. When they're talking about you and ridiculing you, seeing you when you're going through your hard time or your suffering or your troubles, oh, it's all over, boy. Did you see what she's going through? Did you know what he did? You see what happened to him? They rejoicing, but it's not over. For the Lord Jesus Christ, it was not over. It was that Saturday. You see, yes, it was that Saturday morning. They just knew that Jesus was done, that you done for, you down and out. You have nothing left. You don't have anything. And your time is up. We won. That's what they think. I won. But they don't know who you got on your side. They don't know who's fighting for you. They don't know who's winning the battle. And then they said, okay, he's done. It's over. Saturday night. Those same people just knew that Jesus was done. They threw a party. They partied. They had the best time of their life. But early Sunday morning, something supernatural took place. Early Sunday morning, Jesus got up. Jesus got up with all the power in his hand. Say yes. He got up with the power in his hand. The devil couldn't do him no harm. The devil couldn't do nothing but hide and watch. If you can believe God and believe him this very second, your troubles are over. God sees and he knows. I pray today that you be blessed from the word today. Just know, praise God, that God is there for you and that he is able to do anything but fail. He's able to do anything but fail, and he's able to deliver you from all that you're going through. Look up and live. And know this, my friend, that God sees and he knows your troubles. Nothing is too hard for God. He may not come when you want him, but he is an on-time God. Thank you for listening. You have a blessed day today, and be blessed in the Lord Jesus Christ. Have a good day.